Shalom to all. Today's Davos Kalam Daf Samach Gimel, and we are starting Samach Bezon Beis, the bottom line with the quote from the Mishnah, Meiser Chorban Akarim V'chulu, and in Vilna Source Daf, it's a little bit before the end of Lamed Bezon Beis, and today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Maris Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the Mishnah we had mentioned Meiser Chorban Akarim and Meiser Mechael Akarim. Chorban Akarim is a space in between two different vineyards, or it could be one Karim that had a section in the middle removed, and we said if there's 16 amos of space, then one can plant a different min in the middle. If not, he can't. However, Eina Mekadesh, that which is planted here won't be usur. And the same thing is with Mechael HaKerem, this space in between the end of the Kerem and the fence. If there's 12 amos, he can plant a different min here. If there isn't 12 amos, it's usur to plant. However, Einim Mekadesh, that which is planted will not become usur. So nothing more, Manav Shach, what are we dealing with over here? Samachim Olam Ralph on the top. Kerem Gadol, who, if we're talking about a Kerem Gadol, namely there's 16 amos in between the vines, so Lomali Churbanai, why do we have to talk about Churban HaKerem? Afilu Mata Asai, we can even be talking about a vineyard itself. We don't have to say this din that if there's 16 amos in between these two Kerem, so then he could plant there. And if not, it's Asr, but Einim Mekadesh. We can mention this din in regards to the Kerem itself. If there's 16 amos in between the vines, then he would be allowed to plant. If not, then he's not allowed to, but Einim Mekadesh. And that's Shitas Reish Lakish that we learned yesterday. And the Gemara continues, Kerem Katanhu, if we're talking about a small Kerem, namely there's only two rows of vines and there's eight amos in between them. Remember, Kerem Gadol is three rows of vines and Kerem Katan is two rows of vines. So Einim Mechal, that doesn't have a din of Mechal HaKerem. Because as we had mentioned earlier in the Masechta when we spoke about Mechal HaKerem, a small Kerem in which there's only eight amos in between the vines doesn't have a din of Mechal, because the din of Mechal is 12 amos, and this vineyard itself only has 8 amos in between the vines. And we explained the reason why it doesn't have the din of Mechal is because the Isser planting outside of it can't be more chummer than the Isser planting inside of it, and inside of it's only 8 amos, and outside of it the Isser would be 12 amos. So this Kerem wouldn't even have a din of Mechal. So what's our Mishnah referring to? The Gemara answer is El Kinan Kamin, what are we talking about? But Kerem Gadol, it's a large Kerem, namely there's three rows of vines. Shenatay al Mata Kerem Katan, it's planted like a Kerem Katan, namely there's only 8 amos in between vines. And that's a scenario we're talking about. And Arab Zeir, tells us, Hada Amra, this is what the Mishnah is saying, Kerem Gadol Shenatay Shmoina al Shmoina, when we have a large Kerem, three rows of vines, planted with 8 amos in between them, the proper girsa is, Yeshle Mechal, it has a din of Mechal HaKerem. And the Chiddush over here is, even though there's only 8 amos in between the vines, and we're asking 12 amos of planting outside of the Kerem, which is more chummer than inside the Kerem, the reason why we could say that is because since we're talking about a Kerem Gadol, three rows of vines, so if there was 16 amos in between the vines, then the inside of the Kerem would be more chummer than outside. So to over here, we're going to say that there's a din of Mechal, even though again, the inside of the Kerem, there's only 8 amos and not more than that. And this also works in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And why is that? Because in Tamar Mata Sheshesrei al Sheshesrei, we're going to say that we're talking about a Kerem that's 16 by 16 amos, which means that there's 16 amos in between the rows. Samachim Olam HaBeis on the top, Toichai Asr Mekadesh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, planting something inside this Kerem is not only Asr, but that which grows is Asr as well. So Chutzalei LeKol Shekein, what do we say for sure? Planting outside of it is not only Usr, but Umekadesh as well. And that's not what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says that we're not allowed to plant outside in this area, but if he did, ain't it Mekadesh. So it must be that even in Korn Trip Yechon, we're referring to a situation where we're talking about a Kerem Gadol. However, there's only 8 Amos in between the vines. And so yes, we're going to say that we're not allowed to plant outside of it in this area of Mechal if there's not 12 Amos. However, ain't it Mekadesh if he does plant in it. But now the Gemara says it's not necessarily Raya, and we skip this quote from the Mishnah, Avol Tachs LaGefen V'chulu, and our Rabbi Yaisi explains why this isn't a Raya, ain't like an El Al Ikra Kerem. One is not going to get Malkus except for planting a different min inside the main Kerem itself. Meaning the only time we're really strict with planting Kelaim is if it's inside the Kerem. But if we're planting even in the 4 Amos of Avaida outside the Kerem, and of course beyond that as well, one is not going to get Malkus for that. So we see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a difference between planting inside the Kerem versus out of it. So actually according to Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah could be talking about a Kerem Gadol, namely where there's 16 Amos in between vines, and if he plants inside Asr Umekadesh, but planting outside might be Asr, but not Mekadesh, because again, we see this leniency planting outside the Kerem versus planting inside the Kerem. Moving on to brand new halacha, halacha gimel. The Mishnah tells us, HaMasakech is gafnei al gabi tuvasei shal chaveroi. Somebody takes his grapevine and he's masakech it. He places it over his friend's tevua. Harei zakidesh, he's Mekadesh, meaning he asers his friend's tevua, v'chayv bachriyusai, and he's responsible for that, which means he has to pay his friend for ruining his grain, because now it has an isser of kelayim. However, Rabbi Yisrael Shimon argue with Tanakama, and they say, ain't adam Mekadesh darosh eino shaloi. A person can't asser something that's not his, so he doesn't have the ability to asser his friend's grain. And now Rabbi Yisrael says something similar. There's a story with a person who planted a different min in his kerem on Shemitah. And the story came in front of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Kiva said, ain't adam Mekadesh darosh eino shaloi. A person can't asser something that's not his. And even though maybe according to the title registry, this land belongs to him, but since on Shemitah we know everything is hefker, so this is not considered his kerem on Shemitah. And him planting a different min inside the kerem is like him planting a different min in somebody else's kerem, and he can't asser it. We're going to stop here for the day. Yeshiva pick up tomorrow with the Gemara talking about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.